This is the sense of the future I want to talk about. At first hand, as a scientist, I am distressed to see how many people today are afraid of the future and of science together. I believe that these fears are mistaken. They seem to me to spring from a misunderstanding of the methods of science and a gloom about what it has done. We sit under the shadow of the 9 o'clock news, nursing our sense of doom. We think ourselves worse off than our forefathers 170 years ago, who were at war with Napoleon for a generation. But 170 years ago, the working week was 80 hours for children. Cholera was more common in England than flu. The country could barely support 10 million people, and not a million of them could read. You know how all of this has been changed, and don't let anyone tell you that nothing has been gained but comfort. Think of the gain in life and health alone. A population which has topped 50 millions, the infant death rate cut by 80 or 90%, and the span of life enlarged by at least 25 years. The sewer and the fertilizer have done that, and the linotype and the X-ray tube. They have been real liberators. Every machine has been a liberator. They have freed us from drudgery and disease and ignorance, and from the misery Hogarth painted that could forget itself only in the stupor of drink.